Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
On Friday, a lot of times we like to do a little house cleaning. I don't know if that's what you really call it.
Deep it's housekeeping,
oh, well,
I guess,
right.
But it's not really that. It's actually, that really trivializes us. This is this is going back through listener email and social posts and things that we didn't get a chance to cover in the show.
I normally call it a deep dive into your, you know, comments, questions, messages, email. So deep dive. We'll
house cleaning deep dive.
Okay, so we'll start with the Facebook Live from last night that I hopped on. Melissa, by the way, I showed everybody during our Facebook Live, Murphy, Nugget's new terrarium digs. Our bearded dragon Nugget, Taylor redid her terrarium, got rid of the baby doll chair and put some natural things in there like rocks and sticks. And Nugget seems to be liking it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that, you know, baby doll chairs are something you find in the desert in Australia. So that's probably not native to him.
But
her.
Yeah, we were told that it's a her.
Well, we know she's a her because if you turn her upside down.
Hello.
No, it was the vet. Yeah, it's actually a vet.
Exotic vet.
Vet
for exotic pets.
Exotic pet vet.
Yeah, she sexed her for us, basically says. When they were young, you couldn't tell what the sex was. So it was like, we didn't know if this was a boy or a girl or what.
Right.
And it didn't matter because we kept them alone, separate. Mm-hmm. We didn't let them mingle. Anyway.
Well, that's because isn't there a thing where it's like if they're the same sex, they'll attack each other?
Mm-hmm. Males.
Right. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. So we didn't know.
But we know she's female. That's right.
Right. Nugget is a female bearded dragon that we think, Murphy, is at the end of her lifespan. Right.
Potentially. I mean, she's in the window, and the window is like. It's a really broad window. It's like 5 to 10 years.
Okay, you said five to seven the other day.
I'm not a stickler, but shouldn't there be a nicer way to put that, you know, instead of Nugget's at the end of her life?
She's an elderly dragon.
Yeah, Nugget's, a senior dragoner.
Melissa, I'd said that Murphy said 5 to 7 years is the lifespan, and when you said that, I was like, we need to be on watch.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit broader than...
Well, Melissa said, my son's bearded dragon lived for 10 years.
There you go, okay. Yeah. 5 to 10.
Man.
So apparently there's a cutoff.
Well, it's just, you'd like to know the lifespan. I told you my cousin Crystal bought her daughter, Addie. They bought as a family got a chinchilla.
Yeah.
And you almost never see that thing. It's so scared of people. You go in there and you try to tiptoe in the room and it sees you and it darts and hides in this big cage. And Crystal was like, they live like 10 or more years.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, man.
You'd think all that anxiety would shorten their lifespan, but it doesn't.
Yeah. The whole thing is I wanted to pet it. Can't do it. Scared of everything. Okay. Moving on. Christine wanted to know, and more than one lady wanted to know from my Facebook Live, the color of my lip gloss. What color lip gloss was I wearing? This is so funny to me because if I could have my dream like side job, I would name, I would name cosmetic colors. Mm-hmm. I've always thought it's hysterical the names of polish, fingernail polish. And lipstick colors because they all have cutesy names.
Yeah.
You guys don't even know that probably.
Well, it's the thing. Well, you've taught me that. The problem with that
is so fun.
Yeah, if you've never seen what the name is, you can't call it to mind because it's just not a color. Yeah.
So Christine wanted to know what color I was wearing. So last night I was wearing a gloss, not a lipstick. It's just a gloss with a little bit of color tint. And my friend Sandra gave that one to me as a gift, and it's called Cutie Pie.
Okay.
Isn't that cute?
That is cute.
The color on my nails right now is called Orchid Opulence. How do you like that? It just means a sweet pink.
Yeah, I like pink is what I was going to say it is.
One of my exes used to wear Russian Navy.
Yeah. God, see,
dark blue?
It's an OPI nail color, so it's dark blue. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
OPI has some of the best.
At least it's got navy in it. You know there's a chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's either red or blue. Which one?
There's a color I want to say it's called boiled shrimp. In OPI land, OPI nail colors. Anyway, it's just
for the
so
smell
fun.
Or the look.
For the look. Anyway, that's to answer your question, Christine, about that. All right, moving onward from our email, something that we had talked about earlier in the week and we never got to these from UT, tipping culture. Mm. We own businesses. When we had our annual fire extinguisher inspection, I went online to pay the bill. And I was asked if I wanted to tip, and that surprised me.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I wonder if that's sort of like just a default thing that the software that they're using has built into it.
You never know.
Yeah.
But they, if that's in your software, you should be aware of it. You know, do you remember, Murphy, when this year earlier, several months back, we had our carpets clean and some of our furniture clean?
Yes.
An awesome lady showed up and she cleaned our sofa and our dining room chairs. And when it was over, when she was about ready to leave and she was wrapping up, she and I were visiting and I was paying the bill, and there was definitely a tipping prompt for her. And she was so cute the way she handled it. She says, okay, she showed me everything and she said, all right, here's a personal question that you for you to answer. And she handed me the tablet and it turned, and I wasn't ready for it. I was like, And so I picked and I did tip her. And then when she left, I realized how long she had been there and how hard she worked. And I felt like, oh, I didn't tip her enough. I had tipping regret for her for that. If someone does a personal service for you, it's, you know, you almost can expect in our culture a prompt.
Yeah.
A tipping prompt. It's like you almost can. I wasn't expecting it because I knew we had agreed on the price we were going to pay for the sofa and the chairs and whatnot. So.
Well, and she worked her tail off that day.
She did work her tail off that day.
So, I mean, it was worth it to give her.
She got a tip. I just don't know. I'll never know. I still worry about that.
It didn't prompt you with a suggested tip?
It did. That's why when she left, though, I second guessed. You ever do that?
Yeah.
You guys never do that?
Because when they turn the prompt on you, it's panic time. Which one is it? I didn't expect that.
I
like at a restaurant, you know it's coming. You can do figure out in your head. You got a second or two. You can write it down.
Everyone has such opinions. That's why it's a good conversation to have, you know. And I think it's different than it used to be. Meredith says, regarding tipping, I always tip 15 to 20%. However, I feel that businesses should pay a livable wage and there should be no tips for doing your job.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a great job, then you get a better wage. I have worked in customer service and believe a great server is worth their weight in gold and should be paid accordingly by the business, not by their patrons. There's a real point there. However, that's not the society we live in, though.
Right.
Tipping is, most servers and most people in a customer service type situation, servers especially.
It's two something
it's a
an
lower,
hour.
It's a lower hourly wage because you're there for the tips. You really are. We know our Phoebe and Taylor are in that world. They both work in a tipping situation.
Yeah, and I don't know that you could ever convert that because it can't. It would have to be all or nothing. Every restaurant in the planet would have to agree to not accept tips if they were raising wages. I think that would be challenging. It's a noble thing, but
I know.
You know, it's the original reason for tips in the first place, which is still, it's not the way we do it today, is you actually gave it in advance to ensure promptness, which is what tip stands
for. I've always heard that.
Right. And
I always forget that. See, Murphy's full of that. Like, to ensure promptness is what it means. And
everything changes over time. And, that's why you reward a good server with something that it's. Mm-hmm. I worry that the automated or whatever you want to call it, prompt. The suggested tip, the prompt, is going to water down the effect of what it really is supposed to be about. Because if it shows up on every transaction that you make everywhere, then what makes it special anymore? And that's really the point, isn't
correct.
It? That you're really rewarding somebody for something that you appreciate the extra effort on.
I know. It's such a really, I'm really grateful that Taylor and Phoebe both work jobs where that's part of the equation because they have felt it in both extremes.
Right.
They've had where they've worked a long night, a table that stays all night, and they worry, and then they get a good tip. And I love that. And then they've had the thing where they've worked it and done the best they could, and they got stiffed.
Yeah.
And they
also
get that life experience.
Depending on the occasion, that flipping the monitor around so you can tip is almost like, okay, you go
eat. It feels
eat.
Odd.
Yeah, you go eat, and you get the bill, and the waiter doesn't stand there saying, okay, there's some tip options on that bill for you. This is they give it to you, you pay, you decide what you want to do.
Right.
Whereas that thing, it's like, okay, now it's
I think that sometimes, though, there's an option of none.
Yeah, there is.
So you still...
It's just the fact that they have to spin it around and offer
sure,
it to you.
Sure, sure. But it's interaction, and interaction yeah. is a part of life in a society. We thank you for sending us emails, comments. We do read and see every single one.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.